Gorillaz are here today to play music from their latest album, Plastic Beach, live for us. The band's first two albums each sold over 5 million copies and spawned hits like Clint Eastwood and Feel Good, Inc. It is a bit of a question as to who actually is Gorillaz. Are they the cartoon characters envisioned by artist Jamie Hewlett or the array of guests? Plastic Beach itself features Snoop Dogg, Lou Reed, Mos Def, and Bobby Womack, among many others. In the end, I asked Damon Albarn from Blur, the musical center of the band, and Jamie Hewlett, if we can now see Gorillaz as not just a band, but kind of their private creative workshop.
That's exactly what it's become, I think. It's, the characters have their role to play and allow us to go places and do things that we wouldn't normally be allowed to do. And we, in turn, are able to do things that they can't do. But, yeah, I mean, Gorillaz is more like an organization now, a network of artists, musicians, writers, even a few comedians thrown in there as well. So, right. Which means, it gives us the ability to do whatever we want, really.
Right. Well, Jamie, what are you doing when Damon is taking time in the studio, putting all these pieces together?
I'm upstairs in my studio, putting together all the visual side of things. So we do the website, Plastic Beach website for my studio. I do all the sort of press, album artwork, we do the interviews, we do merchandise, we do videos, we do the visuals for the live show. We do everything, basically.
But do you end up having to react to what Damon does musically?
Yeah, it starts with the music, yeah. Definitely. And then we build. But I start work at the same time as, and we started Plastic Beach probably 2 years ago. So we start on the same day, but mine just kind of carries on a bit longer.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, Damon, you actually took time out of working on Plastic Beach to do the Blur reunion.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I was kind of nervous about that because I thought it might be too much of a leap. But I think actually, when I got back to it in September, it kind of informed it in the sense that I think I made the songs lyrically clearer. I think it helped clarify, as I think the last previous Gorillaz albums have been quite vague lyrically. I think this one's much stronger in that sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You've called this like the most pop of the Gorillaz albums. Did that influence that in any way, you think, going back and doing this?
The sessions for this record sort of were huge. I mean, there's I think at the final count there was nearly 80 pieces of music. So it could have been a triple, quadruple album easily. So I kind of tried to focus it. And, for example, where we spent some time in Syria recording with the National Orchestra there.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded about 9 or 10 pieces. So in a way, that's another whole album. I recorded lots of orchestral stuff with a symphony orchestra in Midlands in England. So there's another record. It's just, you know what I mean? There was a lot of material, and I've really just taken the sort of little bits from each period that I was working on and put it on and called it Plastic Beach.
I heard that you were thinking of doing more global work around the globe that had to do with starting in Syria with that Lebanese orchestra.
Well, I really wanted to go, and I really wanted to go to the Middle East and work there. I travelled there, but I never worked. And I always knew that if I did anything like that, it would be quite a sort of interesting topic come release, especially right. In the United States. I think it's important to put that there, because if you've got a beach, it's got to have a sense of a global nature. And the subjects I'm talking about are, essentially quite environmental, but we've it's quite playful as well. And we're going to get the chance to go and take our whole production to Damascus and play there, which, you know, the idea of Snoop and Lou and Bobby Womack hanging out in Damascus together is quite wonderful.
Oh, fantastic. You know, it's funny, since Plastic Beach came out, there have been, on the web, there's been these pictures of these giant plastic islands out in the middle of the ocean.
Well, they're funny enough, they're in the location we chose for Plastic Beach was the furthest point from any landmass on planet Earth, which is called Point Nemo. And it's in the South Pacific, and it's sort of around that area that these real islands of plastic are forming.
So it could be part of the same thing.
Well, it's just funny. I mean, in this, it's, I think you find this when you're sort of thinking about something. As soon as I came up with the name Plastic Beach, I googled it, and you know, there were actual sort of reports of and called plastic beaches. Especially, there's one I remember, the first one I saw was in Hawaii, and they called it a plastic beach. So it was out there anyway, and I suppose that's what popular music is good at. It's good at taking something that's very sort of real and placing it in the imagination in a way that it can come back out again and hopefully sort of stimulate people.
Our guests are Damon Albarn.
Change, essentially.
Absolutely. Our guests are Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett from Gorillaz. And one of the greatest things about this record is how it has got Bobby Womack back in people's ears again. And talk a little bit about his performance style, how he feels about being part of this, because it's just had a chance to obviously see on television, and he just seems to really get behind it.
Yeah, he is. He really is. I mean, we're still kind of sort of finding our ground in our different styles, because he's got a very different feel to me fundamentally. But it's getting better and better each time, and you know, it's a truly God-given voice that he has. Mm. I feel it's a praise voice, you know, and it's just wonderful.
If you wear a toupee, it's probably not advisable to stand near Bobby Womack when he gets ripped.
Indeed. Well, here's,
or any loose clothing.
Yeah. Or any windows as well.
Yeah. Well, here's a performance with Gorillaz and the great version of Stylo. Roll.
just to get through the week. Sometimes it's hard. And all depression rise above, all recession, if I know your heart, electric is the love. There's only one way, that it rain a little while longer. It's got a way of passing through man and woman in another world.
That is Stylo, the first thing we had a chance to hear from Plastic Beach from Gorillaz, and we're talking with Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett, who are the masterminds behind this visually, musically, and everything. Now, Damon, you've said that you didn't think that Stylo was particularly what you would have chosen for the first song, the first single off of this, but certainly worked.
No, I don't think it was necessarily the most pop. I didn't say it wasn't the right thing. I think, but we felt, you know, we're kind of hoping this record will stay around for quite a long while. So we're sort of quite relaxed about, you know, we're not ramming it down people's throats. Which, you know, I think there are tunes on the record that radio will really pick up on. You know what I mean? On a massive level.
Well, I'd love to hear a version of On Melancholy Hill, which is just this little pop island in the beach, yeah. In a way.
That's why I kind of included it, because I just felt I needed a bit of that lightness on the record, you know.
Beautiful
that
song.
Kind of sort of some summery sound.
Looking out on the day of another dream, where you can't get what you want, but you can get me. So let's set out to see love, 'cause you are my medicine when you're close to me. When you're close to me. Thank you.
On Melancholy Hill, another performance from Gorillaz, and we're getting a chance to talk with Damon and Albarn and Jamie Hewlett today. You know, it's funny with Mick Jones in the band. Obviously, you think of the Clash, but also big Audio Dynamite.
Yeah, yeah, but big influence on me when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're definitely a sort of prototype for what we're doing. Gorillaz.
I was wondering about that, and another collective with a similar sound, Massive Attack, in a way.
Absolutely, another massive influence on me. Yeah, I think Rob and Grant really were kind of almost the catalyst for me, sort of stepping outside of Blur and trying different things. I so wanted to be in Massive Attack when I was in Blur, and I kind of become really sort of a part-time member, which is great because, you know, it's nice to work with people you love and admire.
Absolutely. I was thinking about watching you, Damon, perform with this band and how you kind of like sitting behind the keyboard. You kind of like being a member of the band.
Yeah.
And what was it like for you to actually do the whole frontman thing with Blur in contrast to this? Did you think about those roles?
In the interim years, I'd really lost a lot of confidence about performing live. And maybe in a sense, I'd sort of used kind of the role of sort of band member as a way of avoiding that issue. So I had to really face it. It turned out that I hadn't actually forgotten how to do it, and I could actually do it quite well. So I think now, I mean, I feel much kind of sort of more comfortable in myself about performing in a sort of frontman kind of capacity. So,
but there isn't necessarily a frontman with the Gorillaz thing.
No. There's
shared stage.
It's a shared stage always. It's not really meant. It's much and in a way that is really nice to be able to kind of go out the front for a while and then go back again. That is really great, I have to say.
Jamie, what's going to happen with the visuals now? I mean, the screen is not necessarily in front of the band anymore.
No, but it's a huge screen behind the band that's sort of, you know, that's quite noticeable.
We had to
remove the screen in front of the band because so many people complained about not seeing any real faces.
Well, also I think the first record was so kind of sort of odd that it worked, but by this point the songs are actually quite personal, and they, you know, then you need humans in there as well, and I just think it's like a vast silent movie played out by kind of sort of cartoons and humans, you know.
It's the idea is still growing, I think. It's still sort of developing and changing as we go on, and for this time round we felt it was necessary to do it like this. And I think, you know, as we said earlier, if there isn't a front man and, you know, three other members of the band, but in fact there's this huge amount of people on stage all playing a very important part, and then it's accompanied by these visuals, I think it seems to sit well together.
Absolutely. We're going to get to another performance. It was one of the ones that Damon may not necessarily be the front man, but he certainly sings. It's Rhinestone Eyes.
Scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your love's like rhinestones falling from the sky. With a paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep. Drive on engines till they weak with future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pot is now washed up in bleach. The tides are rising for this time of year, and nobody knows what to do with the heat under sunshine. Pylons where meet with rain is
my heart is frozen. All the bones and all the frozen have been abstinated in my soul. I prayed on the immovable, yet clinging to the atoms of rock. Season adjustments, times of change. I can't see now, she said, taxi. The light is turning red to me. The dawn brings strange loyalties and skies. Cause I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your love's like rhinestones falling from the sky.
Here we go again.
Flies over the beach, same time each day, same routine. A clear target in summer when the skies are blue. Cause it's part of the noise when winter comes. It reverberates in my lungs. Nature's corrupted in factories far away.
Gorillaz live on the World Cafe today with Rhinestone Eyes, Jamie Hewlett, and Damon Albarn. Some dates this summer and a tour coming up this fall.
October, we're coming back to America to do
22 dates or something, which is, God, that's a lot. I mean, I haven't toured like that for 15 years.
Yeah. Can we say, Damon, that Gorillaz is your main band now? I mean, it makes a lot of the other things you do.
It's been my main band for a long time now, really. I want to say it's the one I enjoy the most, but it's you know, a lot of the people I work with, we all kind of converge when we and it gets bigger and bigger. I mean, the pool wasn't sort of the last Demon Days was, I just met Paul and we were just thinking about making a record together, and now he's kind of sort of seems like part of my family now, you know. Mm. And in the interim, sort of all this stuff happens, and then everyone converges on the focus point, which is Gorillaz.
But I heard you were possibly going to do.
I mean, when we got our Syrian Orchestra and the Hypnotic Brass Band on stage, which we will have at the Roundhouse, but I think the band is sort of about 50 strong, 40 strong at least, which is quite. You know what I mean? It's not a four piece anymore.
Congratulations on this album. I know it. You know, this is just the culmination of a whole lot of work and a whole lot of more work coming up. But thanks a lot for what you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett, Gorillaz. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.
Wait. We should also acknowledge Matt Butcher, who was the Gorillaz engineer on this session, as well as Rafael Jimenez from AOL Media Studios, who helped with our session, our live session with Gorillaz.